Track 3, Be Straight with the Kids. On the last track, we discussed 5 steps for day-to-day survival. As we discussed on track 1, the client's goal for the first few months after divorce or separation is simply getting by from day-to-day. I find 5 steps that can help clients out in doing just that are see a lawyer, plan finances, let people know, make a comfortable nest, and treat yourself. In the case study used for the last 2 tracks, Carol didn't have any children. However, does your divorced client have children? Would some guidelines regarding things to know and do at the beginning of separation benefit your client? On this track, we will discuss being straight with the kids. This will include 5 considerations for divorced or separated parents. These are telling them what's happening, reassure children with certainty, lifting blame, influencing a child's development, and avoiding bad-mouthing. First, let's discuss telling them what's happening. In straightforward, concrete terms appropriate to the age and maturity levels of the children, clients with children might find it productive to tell them clearly what's happening. Hal, age 35, didn't know what to tell his children. Hal's wife had left him and the children for another man. Hal stated, "I've just been telling them that Mommy took a vacation, but I know I can't keep up this lie forever." Hal understood that evading the truth was unnecessary. He stated, "I don't want to damage my kids, and me lying to them is unfair. I'm going to tell them because they have a right to know the truth about something so important to them." Has your client talked with his or her children about the separation or divorce yet? Next, let's examine how parents can reassure children with certainty. Hal was unsure how to talk to his children, though. I stated to Hal, "Reassure them that even though Mommy and Daddy are separating, you still love them. A productive way to word it is that Mommy still loves you and Daddy still loves you. Also, you might consider explaining that their mother will always be their mother and you'll always be their father." Think of your Hal. Could using exact and absolute terms such as always help provide your client's children with at least some level of certainty? In addition to reassuring them with certainty and telling them what's happening, a third consideration is lifting blame. I explained to Hal that children regard themselves as causal. They have a tendency to see themselves as the cause of whatever happens around them. Therefore, would you agree that it is productive for clients to reassure children that the separation is not their fault, that something has gone wrong between mother and father, and it's nothing that the children did? Next, let's look at how parents can influence a child's development. Hal stated, "I'm very concerned that coming from a broken home, my children will turn out badly." How might you have responded to Hal? I stated, "How your children turn out will be influenced by how you and your ex-wife handle the separation. For example, it's vital to try to ensure regular, consistent, dependable contact between the children and the non-custodial parent. As you know, this can be a problem for parents who have children who live with only one parent, thus seeing the other parent at certain times. As long as those times are specified and predictable, however, the children should be all right. Research has shown that regular contact has positive long-term effects on children. They turn out emotionally healthier and more secure. And do you find that it facilitates relations between ex-spouses on practical issues of custody and support payments?" Finally, let's discuss avoiding bad-mouthing. I stated to Hal, who was extremely frustrated with his ex-wife much of the time, "You might consider avoiding bad-mouthing your ex-wife in front of the children. No matter how angry or bitter you are, she is still the mother of your children. It's tempting to point out your ex's failings to the kids, but doing so just makes a hard time for them." Hal responded, "You're right. Why make them suffer for the inadequacies in my failed marriage?" Think of your Hal. Do you have a divorced or separated client who could benefit from listening to this track? On this track, we discussed being straight with the kids. This included 5 considerations for divorced or separated parents. These are telling them what's happening, reassure children with certainty, lifting blame, influencing a child's development, and avoiding bad-mouthing. On the next track, 4 basic anger management techniques we will discuss regarding the divorced or separated client will be taking time out, finding harmless ways to release anger, talk your feelings out, and talking to the anger target without blaming or name-calling. Question 3. What are five considerations for divorced or separated parents regarding children?